So the question is, why are they doing what they're doing?
Okay, let's look at slide number 112. Again, that's the question for each individual.
In order to presuppose what it is, we don't know. It depends on the individual. So in order to find out why is that shaman doing and what value level thinking that shaman will have, we'll have to ask him or her. Now, there is a difference between how we view the community and the individuals in the community. So in order to find out what the individuals are doing, we'll have to ask them, each and every one of them, why are they doing what they're doing? That will give us a very accurate estimation as to where they are.
You can say that the society generally is tribal. And that would be values level 2.
Fairly accurate.
You cannot say, however, what any individual in that organization is, because in any organization or any societal group or any collection of people, they're going to be people at different values levels. So a shaman would be different. The shaman could be absolutely values level 3. He might be values level 2. It depends on his motivation for doing it, which is what Adriana said. So with each individual inside, you have to look at their motivation.
Can be values level 4, can be values level 6. We don't know.